bacon.
Yeah. The edge of the bacon you cut off before you slice it. Did you ever?
Rind.
Bacon rind. Would you ever buy meat sliced thin to eat yourself with your eggs?
Oh, of course we do now, yes.
Yes,
sir. I suppose everyone does.
Because
the old days, they have to slice it themselves.
Yeah, you had your own. You call that the kind of meat that you buy and slice, or that you had that you would slice up and eat with your eggs. That was.
Of course, that was the old, the bacon type strips. Was from those old Midlands, what they called Midland meat.
Yes, sir. Huh. I bet you killed some hogs. Did you ever raise any yourself?
Or? Oh, sure, yes.
Oh.
Up until the last few years. Used to have them all the time.
Yeah. The little insides, they call them?
Small intestines, of course. Now that was something, you know, a lot of people, I suppose majority of them, talk about chitlins and eating those, but that is something I could never go or never stand.
You can?
No.
I've never had any. I'm after trying sometimes. What do they taste like? Do they taste bad or?
Well, of course, it takes a lot of soaking and in water, you know, and changing them and. And then they'd fry them in batter. Of course, some prepare them like oysters, you know, boil them and cut them up in small pieces and they use a dip or sauce, you know.
Yes.
And eat them like you would. Shrimp or oysters, you know, with a hot sauce or similar to that.
Yeah.
Boiled shrimp or.
Did you ever take hog meat and put it in a casing of any sort? Make, you know.
Grind sausage in a casing, to carry through. Winter.
After you butcher a hog, what do you make from the meat of the head?
Well, of course, most people call it hog head cheese, but when I came up, of course, it was always called souse.
Would you use the make anything out of the blood?
No.
You stuck a hog with a. You had a big old
knife, of course, and it was either a long butcher knife or usually not as wide a blade, but a long, small blade or real large.
You stuck them where?
Well, in the neck, tried to get the jugular vein so it. Get all the blood out of it as quickly as possible.
Yeah. Would you ever take the juice of the head cheese or maybe the liver hash and stir it up with cornmeal and cook it and then after it gets cold, slice it and eat it?
No. Just the head and maybe those feet into that, they called souse back in those days, and okay, cheese. That's all.
Folks, you raised a lot of